This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay, a lot of things happening, like I said, and we're going to be all over the map today. Crisis actor arrested. That's the headlines on Agenda 21 Radio right now. Crisis actor arrested. Now, this is the first real case. There's going to be many cases in which there's going to be crisis actors arrested. Mark my words. There's going to be, and we're going to be living, I guess you could say, in hog heaven. Once the arrests start to happen for these crisis actors, because, you know, there's a schemata to crisis acting. You know, it's a new genre in the acting world, crisis acting. They use crisis actors for all kinds of things. If you are a school safety expert, you might want to hire crisis actors. They can play the dead people on the floors as earthquakes rattle your buildings, and you play the actors out. You hire the actors. Use those federal funds to do so, right? So crisis acting is quite the thing. And now we have a big arrest of a crisis actor. I'm talking about Jussie Smollett. Of course, he's a crisis. Isn't he? He's an actor. He created a crisis. But he got caught creating the crisis. And you know what they say in Chicago, don't you? But at least their mayor says it. Don't let a crisis go to waste. Now, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, let us not let this crisis go to waste. Because we would all like to be in hog heaven, wouldn't we? I mean, there's notable crisis actors out there. And, you know, in the days ahead, as the months move on, we're going to see more crisis actors held accountable. Isn't that nice? See, we know what the scheme is. We know how the plan works. And, of course, this time, talk about stupid. Well, I mean, sometimes crisis actors are not the, well, they're not the brightest bulb on the tree, if you know what I mean. They can be dim. But they can be liars. They're always liars, of course. And if you're an actor, well, you got to get into character, right? So there's a crisis character out there in the acting world, or many of them. And like I said, it's a burgeoning field for actors who want to stay, you know, keep their skills up. But now we've caught one, and he's in custody. And as things have rolled out, this is what we understand. They broke the other brothers down. Jesse Smollett, what did he do? He hired two of his friends, basically. They're foreigners. And what happened was the police decided, you know, the story just doesn't seem to jive. Things are wrong about this. So we're going to call in the brothers. So the two accomplices, the so-called people that were seen at the scene, the one with the rope. Remember I talked about this, the new style now. We're styling with the gangsters. Is that we keep the white supremacists. I thought they were white, didn't you? I was under the impression they were Trump mega people. They hated him because he's black, because he's a Trumpster, right? They came in with the mega hats. They had everything. And it was obviously an attack on Jesse. They wore masks, though. But they had to be white anyway, didn't they? But they weren't white. So the only people that they could round up were a couple of people that he knew. Now, right away, I'm telling you, I've worked with police. I've done some of this stuff, the investigations. I get it. Immediately, it's like, something is not jiving here with the picture. And, you know, listen, I give credit to the Chicago police. Their hands are tied them just about every time now because of Rahm Emanuel in the mayor's office and all this other. There's a lot of pressure on those folks. I've interviewed several of them, by the way, as, you know, part of the cartel thing. Oh, yeah, they have big-time cartels. That's where all the Mexicans cartels like to go. Well, the world, I shouldn't say the, that's kind of, it's not necessarily the Mexican cartels. It's like everybody else that's a cartel member. They're all jumping on bandwagon, coming right up the gut of our country and headed to Chi-Town. I understand they want to make a state out of Chicago. The 51st state. Now, wait a minute. We have claims on that here in New California. That just cannot be happening. But think about the possibilities, ladies and gentlemen. They could be their own state, Chicago. They could be the 52nd state. Maybe the 53rd state, that sort of thing. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? So you have the white boys, apparently, whoever they were, but they turned out to be black in front of Jesse's. But, you know, they're out in the neighborhood, and they've got a bottle of bleach with them, and they've got a rope, and they're going to go find themselves a black man. And who do they come across? Their friend. Jesse. Jesse's out there. This is Jesse's world. Jesse's. Well, you know, that's another thing for Jesse, though, to be pondering right now. What is his world going to be in another 2 or 3 years? Because there's going to be a prosecution. And, you know, some of the things that are stacking up against Jesse in Jesse's world, what those things that are stacking up against Jesse, is it jail time? You know, I hate to say it, but this might put a chill on the crisis acting business, don't you think? Create a crisis, be the actor. It's produce your own crisis. I can see it now. I mean, listen, we got enough to do. We can produce any kind of TV we want now. Anybody can. I mean, it's wonderful, actually. It's fantastic. But, you know, you got to be in Jesse's world. No, actually, Jesse's worldview is probably going to change, I suspect, after trial. And then, you know, at least 3 years for the current charges, and then there's other charges too from the FBI apparently, and gosh, the postal system. Now listen, it gets really serious in the postal system. You know, the they have charges that, you know, they have crimes that nobody even knows about. You could lick the envelope the wrong direction and be charged. I mean, it's that kind of quirky stuff, you know. Make sure you're going from left to right, not from right to left. They can't do it. And don't you do anything in the middle on that lick. So this is what we have, is we have Jesse, and about to enter Jesse's world, and Bubba. Now, I want you crisis actors to ponder and think about this. If you are inclined to enjoy Bubba, then you can get into Jesse's world. Create your own crisis. Bring a rope. Make sure your buds are all in on this. See, this is the problem. Is it with Jesse, his other friends that he thought were friends that he was paying $3,500 a pop, and I don't think he finalized the $500 payment, but in Jesse's world, in his friend's world, they got a little bit upset by being questioned by it. They just couldn't hold it, man. They're not real gangsters. And so they rolled over on him. And the police said, uh-oh. And then they asked Jesse to show back up for an interview, and he didn't. So then what did the police do? All they could do, their hands were tied. They went to the grand jury. And when they went to the grand jury, they authorized the arrest. Jesse's world. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be the 51st state, not Chicago.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Well, you know, this whole thing with Jesse and Jesse's World. The future of Mr. I mean, this is crisis acting at its finest, isn't it? Okay, we got a lot of other things going on, you know. Donald Trump, of course, the President of the United States. We've got, you know, we're going to have, it's going to be awesome in the new state of California. I just thought I'd let you know that. And we are moving right along. Do not be fooled. We are absolutely moving right along. And I'm excited as all get out. And you should be too. So we've got a lot of work to do, a lot of things going on, but we're getting there. We're getting her done. We're getting her done. Anyway, so the other one is California crazy. You know, I have got the stories of just mind-boggling to most people. It's not to me. I'll tell you, God has put us all in a certain place at a certain time in our lives, and apparently for me, man, over the years, I look back on my life, and I say, where have I been? How did I get here? Why? You know, I used to say to myself, why am I here in these circumstances? And you say, well, you know. So you just have to have faith that you're being molded and shaped in certain ways so that you have a better understanding than most for whatever reason, because maybe it's you're a good communicator or you can be very sympathetic, you're that way with people, or you're just a good-hearted person. You're just a good person. That's all there is to it. Anyway, we got a bunch of, what is going on here? I'm sorry. It's a technology thing. Come on. Anyway, we've got some really California crazy stories coming up in the next hour, and I'm holding off because it's kind of like, really? Really? And the answer is, really? Yes. Yeah. North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMLA. NAMLA. Yeah, we got some interesting things in California laws going on. Yeah, that. And, of course, California releasing murderers out. The Jerry Brown law that passed, and now we're getting to the point where their murderers are going to be released on the streets. Yeah, it's all part of the plan, right? And, of course, we've got another caravan coming up. We're starting to get people out in the streets, and they're starting to go to the churches where the Department of Homeland Security is dropping off people. The churches are gaining money every time a person walks in. And by the way, mostly men coming across with a single child. Get it? They've bought or rented a child. And then when they're there, they dump them. Or they return them back. Oh, this child's no good. Go back. He's a rental. He's a rental car. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah. I mean, it's just ghoulish, if you think about it. Anyway, I'm not going to get you down in the dumps on that one, because we just have a lot of things going on and a lot of stories happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit the website, because we've got them all stacked up. Also, newcaliforniastate.com and the viral video that's going out about our support for the sheriffs. A lot of sheriffs in California need the support, and they're going to need it even more as there is an assault that's going to be on them. So the crisis actor has been charged with felony after falsely reporting hate crime. That's what we have going on. The guy, he hated Trump so much that he created this false scenario. Look at this now. I mean, the guy, geez. He had everything going for him. I guess when it's given to you, though, you don't really appreciate what's really going on. Days after media leaks exposed him for allegedly faking a highly publicized hate crime that he said was explicitly carried out by Trump supporters near his apartment in the Streeterville neighborhood of Chicago, Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been charged with filing a false report and disorderly conduct. The charge came just hours after police confirmed that Smollett was a suspect. any criminal investigation. And that, remember yesterday we told you that he was going to be arrested, and this morning he gave himself up. And that they were looking into whether Smollett may have paid two brothers who were initially questioned in the attack to fake the crime. The two brothers worked on the show Empire and were initially identified as suspects in the attack before they were released. Now, okay, this is just not, see, right there, this is the investigator. If you're looking at it from the investigator's table, you go, what's wrong with this picture? These guys who work with him on the Empire set, on the show, what? How? And all of a sudden, they put the two together and said, there's something wrong here. And then so they questioned him again. Says Smollett, who is black and openly gay, said he was walking home from Subway to his apartment in the 300 block of East North Water Street around 2 a.m. last month. When two men walked up to him, yelled racial and homophobic slurs, declared this is mega country, before they started beating him and then wrapped a noose around his neck. They also, according to Smollett, called him an effing Empire. What? Okay. So anyway, news reports that circulated earlier in the week showed that Smollett pleaded guilty to providing false information to police before, during a 2007 DUI arrest. Now, this is kind of interesting. I'm going to check out the arrest information on this. This is a case where Smollett, apparently, our Tyler Durden people come up. Says news of, this is from Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge, says news of Smollett's 2007 false report comes as the, come on, I wish they put stop dancing around with all the add-ons that they put into their articles and things. Comes as the Empire star faces potential charges. Well, of course, that's already been done. But he was charged earlier, and I'm going to paraphrase some of this because I'm going to cut through it. He actually made a false report then about his arrest. It says Smollett was sentenced to 2 years probation and a small fine in the case. Now, this is a, what is the case about? Jesse Smollett pled no contest to false information to law enforcement with a DUI, according to News 10. I'll cut through this. What happened was he said that his brother was driving and it wasn't him. Throw your brother under the bus, Jesse. But, you know, once again, we're in Jesse's world. Now, you know I'm going to, at some point in the show, play that song, right? Or some knockoff of it. So Jesse's world shows up. Okay, so attorneys for Smollett met with prosecutors and detectives Wednesday. They has a crisis team. He has a crisis team. The crisis actor has a crisis team. That's what I think they're calling themselves. It says, according to police spokesman Anthony Giulemi, the lawyers Todd Pugh and Victor P. Henderson could not be reached for comment. They have been joined by high-profile Los Angeles-based lawyer Mark Garagos, who has represented numerous celebrities, including pop star Michael Jackson, R&B singer Chris Brown, and actress Winona Ryder. Now, of course, the pop star Michael Jackson, Mr. Pedophile, as you know, who liked boys almost as much as, I think it's Senator Wiener out of the Bay Area. Is it Senator Wiener? Maybe not. Maybe it's Assemblymember Wiener. That would probably be more appropriate. Earlier Wednesday, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced she had recused herself from the case last week out of an abundance of caution because she spoke to one of Smollett's relatives after the alleged attack and acted as a go-between with police, one of Fox's aides told the Tribune. Nice. State's Attorney Fox had conversations with a family member of Jesse Smollett. She compromised herself, in other words. Sure. So here's another problem for them. There's videotape of the brothers buying the rope and the hat and everything else that goes along with it. Don't you hate it when this happens? It's Jesse's World.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
It would be helpful to turn up the sound, wouldn't it? How's the volume on your microphone? Where's the button? Jesse's World. Anyway, so welcome back. This is, of course, not the only story that's out there right now. Believe it or not, there's other stories. And we're going to be looking into all these other stories. If you go to our website, agenda21radio.news, tons of stories. You can pick up the entire, I think, drift of what we have going on there. Crisis going on. Kamala Harris. Remember her? Jamaica Man. I'm going to tell you, when I'm done with this segment about Kamala Harris. Who wrote this article? This is from the Washington Times. Oh! It's the girl who wrote for about... No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. No. I thought it was the girl who was writing about New California. Sorry. Coffee. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Okay, people have been telling me I need to package it and sell it. If you'd like me to package it and sell it, you can email me or tweet me, whatever, Facebook me, paul@a21r.com, paul@a21r.com. And I'll get that, and we can go from there. okay, if you want to buy it. Because it is, not only does it taste good, it sounds good. Oh, man. And on these cold mornings when it's 35 degrees, I know some places you're laughing. Listen, I used to live in the Sierra Nevadas for a long time. And it gets really cold up there, 25, 30, 35 degrees below zero. You know, I get it. I get it. You know, when you're living at 7,000, 8,000 feet, it gets to be chilly. But, you know, you have extra blood corpuscles. That's really how you manage up there. Okay, so this, listen to this. This is going to blow you away. Now, and I say that rather sheepishly, blow you away, right? Right. So this is, I want to see, do they have something on his in sound? They have the print version here. Washington Times, this is yesterday. Tuesday. It must have been Tuesday afternoon. It was Tuesday afternoon. So this is from them. And Kamala Harris. Let's see. This is one of these. We'll just play the music in the background, I guess, as I'm reading. When Senator Kamala Harris said last week that she obviously supports marijuana legalization and has smoked, don't Bogart that joint, my girl. Pass it over to Nancy. Nancy Pelosi wants your joint. And has smoked the plant. Oh, wait a minute. Stop this thing. Let's see if I can get the quote out of this. Let's see if she says it. I think she's going to say it right now.
I have forever been an advocate for medicinal marijuana. I have personally known people who only benefited from its use.
Right.
So there are a lot of reasons why we need to legalize.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay.
Like in college, and I inhale. I did inhale.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. But yes.
I know you have to go. They say you have to go.
I just broke news.
I mean, was it in college? Uh-huh. See, I like stuff like that. That's a real honest answer. Yeah.
Listen to this.
Was it a blunt or joint?
It was a joint.
Hey. Yeah. You remember the high?
I do.
So if it was legalized all throughout the country and medicinal, would you, you know, do it?
Listen, again? I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
We need more joy in this world.
We need more joy. And then she goes and talks about Snoop Dogg. Problem with the Snoop Dogg thing is that it doesn't make sense. We talked about this, I think, when she first broke out with this the other day. Now, her Jamaican father, Jamaica man, right? This is what she said when Senator from California, Kamala Harris, said last week that she obviously supports marijuana legalization and has smoked the plant. She cited her ethnicity. Quote, half my family's from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? Her Jamaican father is not a happy camper about it. In a statement, Jamaica Global Online, Donald Harris called his daughter's remarks a travesty and accused her of stereotyping. See, I like this Donald guy better than her. I mean, don't you? I like him already. I knew she had a dad, but you know, I knew about the Jamaica Mon thing. There really is a Jamaica Mon in her life. My dear departed Grant, this is a quote from him. Now, like I said, I told you at the end of this segment, you're gonna have some different impressions about the Harris family, right? My dear departed grandmother, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their graves right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of a pot-smoking joy seeker and in the pursuit of identity politics, he said. I think we have the wrong person in the Harris family running for president. Well, and let me tell you, he's got some credentials, by the way. Oh, yeah, he's got some. It says, speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, I mean, this is getting harsh now. This is more quoting going on here. Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty, Mr. Harris, an economics professor at Stanford University, concluded in a statement to the news site for the Jamaican diaspora. See, I told you guys, you would like this. You would have a completely different impression of things. I think this guy is the candidate for me. I like him. Jamaica Global fretted that the remarks by Ms. Harris, Jamaica Global is a, what is Jamaica Global? It's a, it must be some sort of, from Jamaica, this must be some sort of a, they don't have a link to Jamaica Global, but it must be some sort of a thing that he's into. Fretted that the remarks by Ms. Harris, an early frontrunner in the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, could fuel stereotypes of Jamaicans, and cited U.S. news outlets, headlines, and columnists using the image. Well, it's a travesty, I'm telling you. For some, it is more than mere unease, one Jamaican commenting on social media expressed the concern that soon my job will be singling me out to drug test me, and since I am Jamaican, that's going to happen. What a stereotype. Her concern is not unfounded, given the experiences of Jamaicans traveling to U.S. ports having sniffer drug dogs around them in customs halls, Jamaica Global wrote. Jamaica Global also noted that the ironic twist, that while Ms. Harris's father is Jamaican, her mother is from India. And that there, the practice of using marijuana as a mild hallucinogenic drug was Indian and brought to Jamaica when both nations were British colonies. Interesting. Interesting. We'll be back. Fusion, anyone?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Jesse's World. We're entering into Jesse's World. And I haven't checked. I've had some silver objects shimmering on the screen here. And I haven't opened them up yet. Excuse me. Coffee? I got the big mug out, too. So it's like chock full of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. There's no chalkiness to it, actually. Kamala Harris, the ganja woman, right? The ganja queen. Now, the interesting thing, I want to finish this off, and finish it off right, of course. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I wonder why I'm laughing. Is it kind of like, well, we laugh together, right? This is a ganja thing. Now, this is interesting because remember, the other part of her is that she's Indian. Her mother is from India. Jamaica man, Indian woman, India. That India, right? This is the Jamaica Global. I don't have a link to that thing. And we have to. This is an interesting little story for all of you ganja people. You know, the concern is the stereotypical thing. You know, you're traveling and all of a sudden you're thrown into a U.S. port and you're Jamaican. So the dog sniffers come over. smells Jamaican to me. That's what happens, you know. That's what they're afraid of. And I totally understand this. Now, this is what they wrote in Jamaica Global. Also noted the ironic twist that while Miss Harris' father is Jamaican, her mother is from India, and that the practice of using marijuana as a mild hallucinogenic drug was Indian and brought to Jamaica when both nations were British colonies. Marijuana was popularized by Indian indentured immigrants who began to arrive from 1845. Slaves, in other words. You know, like, you had indentured Irish. You know that, don't you? My relatives were indentured. Slaves. But, hello, you don't hear me raising my hand, do you? Yeah, you know, there's white slavery. There's slavery. Slavery is colorblind, ladies and gentlemen. It certainly is in this day and age as you watch these illegal foreign nationals come across the border, huh? And that's what's happening here. I mean, there is a video out with one of these girls on Facebook. I'll see if we can play it. Well, of course, you can't see it, but you can see it on Agenda 21 Radio. But you're watching these men get off the bus from Department of Homeland Security, the white buses, right? You're watching these men get off the bus, and then in their arms are kids, babies sometimes. They bought them. They rented them. So they come across the world because we're a family unit, right? Then they're marching right into the churches. And this is kind of interesting. It was really sad because the churches, organizations, you know, with their 501c3, shocking, are getting billions of dollars from the federal government to house these people. That's the game. That's the infrastructure. That's the bureaucracy that Obama set up. And Trump has to deal with it. The deep state is dealing with it. Trust me. They're enjoying it. How many of those babies are raped? They're certainly sold or rented. So anyway, Marijuana was popularized by the Indian indentured immigrants who began to arrive from 1845. The local name was known as ganja. The concept of ganja as a holy herb is a Hindu one, historian Oliver Senor wrote, according to Jamaica Global. So if you are partaking of the herb, right? That's what you hear all the time, right? Partaking of the herb. Now remember that the Indian ganja back in 1845 was only about maybe 5 or 6% THC. Today, what are the kids smoking in their vapes? Could be anywhere from 35 to 40% THC. And if it's butane honey oil extracted from the hybridized varieties of cannabis sativa, you could be 90% THC. Oh, by the way, and if you really want to cook it up, get some edible ganja herbs. It's really healthy for you. Right. Get you into drool mode really quick. Never seen somebody who's been eating some of the herbs and watch them? A kid, you know, say a 15-year-old kid. I've actually had to send them to the hospital. I thought they were going to die on me. It's really pretty to watch the drool coming out of the side of their mouths. And they become incoherent and pass out. That's always good. That's good for schools, by the way. That's happening in schools all around the nation now. Yep, that's just one of the things they like to do, isn't it? Anyway, so we had this, I think it's just shocking. Shocking that we have a sitting senator who acts this way. But well, listen, I am all for Don, I guess his name is Don. Donald Harris. I think he should run for president. Donald Harris for president. None of this Kamala business. What does Kamala mean? Is it like ganja ganja? Is it an extract of ganja? No, I'm getting silly now, aren't I? Yeah, if it wasn't so frickin' serious, huh? That's the whole thing about marijuana, is that maybe Kamala Harris should spend some time in the local schools where the vaping is a big problem in the classroom. You know, the kids just sit back there and they chill out and just get smacked down stoned. Right? Get into drool mode. And it's okay. It's all good in the hood because it's edible. Right? Just another little part of the problem that Kamala Harris seems to want to promote is as all these people who want to promote marijuana for children, like George Soros, he's really big into that. He doesn't smoke himself, but he's more than happy to get all of the world, especially in the United States, all the citizenry, just stoned out of their mind. Just inhale, Kamala. But don't you Bogart that joint. Kamala Harris. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I hate it when they do this. It just sounds so good, doesn't it? You know, I have a feeling that Kamala Harris is a little thunderstruck right now, don't you? Or she should be. Her dad coming down on her. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. I love this song, actually. They do just so many different things with it. A lot of people don't know I am a headbanger. Yeah, I love it. Anyway, so just another side of my personality. It's just one of those kind of things that just sort of oozes out as you have Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. You know, let's listen to this. Okay, enough of that. We can't, you know, we got to watch the... Well, we got to watch what we're doing here. Oh, anyway... We got to get serious now because Jesse's world's looking around at us. Yeah. So we're going to keep up with this story. I haven't, listen, I swear I have not gone to my sources in this entire hour. We have had too much fun just visiting and rocking out with what's on the Agenda 21 Radio site. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, okay, everybody's sending me text messages now. Come on, come on. And there's more of them coming in. They love this thunderstruck. They think, see, there's a delay when I talk, and then, of course, it comes up. So they love, all right, here we go. Look. There we go, just a little bit. Okay, well, anyway, maybe that'll be one of the songs of New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. And by the way, hit that donate button and help us out. We don't do it for free. It's very serious. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.